This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
A common man working hard with his hands. He's just a common man working hard for a man. Hey, he's a
American Dream. Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, is tonight the FTC Dragon Slayer. He's out working it late, and he said he wouldn't be done until after the show. So what am I going to do? Say no? No, you take it to the bureaucratic oligarchy, Jonathan. Jonathan Emord not here with us tonight, but doing the things that he's, well, dedicated his life to do, restoring liberty in a way only he knows how, because I won't do it that way. But I will support him in his efforts to do that. So slaying the FTC tonight, my friends. And we are talking about the American dream as we open up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty. Cheryl Chumley is in Canada trying to do her level best to bring it back up north of the border. And Norm is at church. So it's you, me, and Super D. And guess what? John Rappaport's going to join us in a little while. You know, that's the American dream. Anytime I have a John Rappaport on the show, I'm living the American dream in my definition of it. And I know, Super, to be scratching your head, it's like, I don't think that was the definition of the American dream all of those years ago.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess in today's day and time, you can just come up with your own definition. Why not?
I like that. That's part of it, isn't it? You get to define it. I think that's great. In fact, the reason we're starting with this, it's a slow news day a little bit, believe it or not. For us, we've got a lot of health stories we're going to get to in a little while, but headline reads, the American dream is back. 82% have achieved or are on the way to achieving it. This according to an appearance by Starbucks' Howard Schultz on the status of the American dream. I guess if you have a coffee shop on every corner in America, you are living what he believes is the American dream. And, you know, unless we agree on what that is, I don't know what he's talking about, actually, because I don't have a dream to have a coffee shop on every corner. You know, my dream is probably different from every other American's dream if we start picking it apart one by one by one, unless we can come to some commonality in an agreement to be agreeable, perhaps. But to agree that your dream is your own and my dream is my own, as long as my dream doesn't violate your dream or suppress your dream violently in any way, shape, or form.
Get off of my dream.
Get off of my dream, right? Hey, you, get off of my dream. But no, if you want to come on, like, hey, listen. You know, we're very patriotic here, especially on our Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, because Jonathan Emord's like a modern-day incarnation of a founding father. And, you know, our love of liberty, I say it's unmatched, it's braggadocious to say that, but we love liberty. We love the foundational ideals that the American Republican form of government was founded upon. Most of the words of the Constitution, we can go back and go, you know, they could have left that one out. But the consciousness of the day set the stage for something that had never been tried on planet Earth, at least in recorded history, with the Declaration of Independence as the starting document. And that was to allow you, you know, the maximum amount of liberty that is possible by that which created you. And that was not the government. For the first time, it wasn't you were a creature of government. You were acknowledged to be a creature of God, or whatever you perceive God to be. And the government was not to encroach upon that, get in the way of it, or establish a viewpoint that would necessarily make your viewpoint obsolete or illegal. As long as your viewpoint didn't involve the use of force, right, violence, to get your way, or fraud for that matter. But right now, the American dream, it's for those who commit fraud and for those who use force. But this, you know, it was interesting about this article when they come up with a number of 82%. They said the Pew poll found that 36% believe they've already achieved the American dream and 46% believe they are on their way to achieving it. So that's kind of how they got that big number. 70% of the middle class voters do not believe that the next generation will do as good as they have. You know, so there's sort of like a little cognitive dissonance here. But what does it mean? Is the American dream only about economics? And that's not to denigrate or diminish the importance of economics, because what they say, money makes the world go round. Not literally. It's a figure of speech, but you kind of get what it is. It's about energy. Your ability to expend energy and to gain that energy back, or perhaps more. What's your store of energy? Is it Federal Reserve notes? Not a good plan, because they keep printing more of those. So that each one of those that you work your aspirin off to get becomes worth less and less. Purchasing power drops over time. That's what inflation is. But the thing about this article, it says it crosses racial lines. Whites, as they say, 41% are more likely than blacks, 17%, or Hispanics, 32%, to say that they have achieved the American dream. Okay? But more blacks, 62%, and Hispanics, 51%, than whites, 42%, say they're on their way to achieving it. Interesting. So it isn't across, you know, racial lines that it's a, quote unquote, a black and white issue. No pun intended. But if we're to go back into the comedic history of the United States in the 20th century, who better to guide us in a deeper understanding than George Carlin? And I think, Super Don, you would absolutely agree with us there.
100%.
Yeah. 100%. So let's get back to edumacation. As George Carlin puts it, as we establish what is this American dream and can you have it too?
There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't.
Right. Now, on a spiritual level, I would argue that we have that freedom of choice, right? But Carlin's onto something here. He was, of course, very prescient what he said and very accurate. We've talked about it in terms of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. They own your government, your representatives. It isn't a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's, well, you know, the choices, the illusion of choices is all you got in that regard.
You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else.
Well, they want a consumer class, and they want a producer class. And then they'll throw a little bit at you and tell you, hey, there's an American dream happening for you, too. Now, again, this is a diminishment of what I believe the real American dream was, which is freedom. And that includes freedom from oppression, freedom from slavery. But if they own you, if you work for stuff that other people own, how is it yours? Right? People will say, well, I've been taking money, but yeah, they're going to give it back to me later in Social Security. Really? I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn, if you think that's coming back. I'll tell you what they don't want. George Carlin will tell you what they don't want.
But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street.
The thing is, your Social Security money was never yours. The moment they debased the coinage in violation of the Coinage Act of 1792, my friends, again, a little history here, important, and they replaced it with worthless pieces of paper that you still believe have worth, and that's the only thing keeping it up, the Federal Reserve note is not the dollar as defined. If they can tax you on what you earn by working, trading your energy, your insight, your imagination, your hours, your labor, your strength, and if they can take some of that, what it really means is that they can keep all of it and they get to tell you how much you get back. Does that really sound like you're in control of your economic future? As long as there's a Federal Reserve, as long as there's an Internal Revenue Service, this is a private corporation that collects it, skims it off the top, and keeps you from owning what you've really earned, you have the illusion of ownership. Even those who have paid off their homes, good luck when you don't pay your property taxes. It's paid off, but they'll come and take it from you.
And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long, where they tell you what to believe all day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged.
Which is why you don't watch the mainstream media anymore, right? Other than Super Don, who has to gather some stories for us to talk about here, you don't pay attention to it. Because if you do, you're being fed lies. You're being told what to believe, and you are being diminished in who you really are. You're an eagle, not a chicken. You're not scratching in the dirt unless you have been convinced that you're a chicken, and then you're scratching in the dirt. But do you care?
And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Now, it's a somewhat cynical view, acknowledged admittedly, but it's not that far off the mark. Now, that's not a slight against the ideals of the American Republic or Republican form of government, but it's a recognition that those ideals have been diminished over time. Through subterfuge, through deceit, through fraud, through force. And the Robert Scott Bell Show don't play that game. And I hope you won't either. And we're going to go so far beyond it, you're going to forget what we just did in the opening segment. And redefine that American dream, because it's beyond even the borders of America. How are we going to do it? We got John Rappaport coming up from No More Fake News. That's how we're going to do it. Use your creative imagination and you'll see what we mean.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. you can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rockin' the Hills World, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. And, of course, later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And, of course, now simulcast on YouTube. Only wish we could see John Rappaport. If he's got that beard, though, it'd be intimidating. I just got a little bit of scruff that I'm growing here, John, just trying to catch up, but it might take me a few years still.
You can have some of mine.
Okay, all right, excellent. Yeah, I'll look like a real man. I want to be a real boy. All right, so, John, you were on Coast to Coast AM the other night, and that meant you stayed up extra late. You said coffee was your alibi. The question, what was the focal point on the overnight show? Was it all about vaccines and flu shots, or where else did you go?
No, it was a full 2 hours on the opioid epidemic.
Okay, all right. So we've covered some tremendous things from what you have uncovered, some interviews you've gotten, some insight. But is that where it went on the overnight?
Yeah, we got a little bit into the conspiratorial side of it, but I wanted to get out a lot of facts to people because what's happening now that's causing law enforcement to just throw up their hands is the super designer opioids coming out of underground labs in China, and also elephant tranquilizer, which is thousands of times more powerful than fentanyl. And these things can cause instant death. I mean, there's no addiction. You just drop and you're gone. So these drugs are infiltrating other opioids, and so the people who are dealing them, they have no idea what they're dealing, and certainly the people that are using don't either.
One thing is very curious about this president, he's actually not just paying, well, like previous presidents, lip service to the drug issue. He's actually tackling it, going, you know what, this is real, and I'm really going to do something about it. That's That's different. Whether we agree 100% on what he's doing, it's still emerging. That's almost secondary at this point to the fact that he actually is intending to do something here.
Yeah, and as of a couple of days ago, they just arrested John Kapoor, who is the founder of a drug company called Insys, I-N-S-Y-S, and they sell a version of fentanyl, one of the opioids. And that arrest is, you know, RICO, racketeering, fraud, deception, all kinds of stuff. So that's a pretty big one. We'll see what happens with that case.
So how does this fit into Huxley's Brave New World that you wrote about the other day, especially as it also relates to individual power, right? We talk about the origin of what was so unique about America and its intent and design was to defend individual liberty. And it was the first time it wasn't the power was with the government. The sovereignty wasn't with the government or a king or a queen. It was with now invested in the individual recognizing a connection to something that was a higher or a deeper source of power. Which, by the way, the government is not behaving as if it knows that anymore. And many of the people, in fact, aren't. Is this all about drugging the population out of the ability to have that level of consciousness?
I would say so. One of the things that struck me several times that I've read Brave New World by Huxley is they're opting for pleasure in that controlled society. Instead of saying, well, we're going to punish everybody, the idea was to program people so that they would be, quote, happy at the shallowest levels of pleasure, and then to supply them with that pleasure through drugs, through sex, through genetic reprogramming, so that people would say, well, I'm satisfied, I'm happy, everything's okay. And that is somewhat similar to the effects of these opioids, because when people first take them, unless it's the super powerful kind that kills them, they get this very wide sense of relaxation and pleasure and so forth. And then they keep hunting down that feeling over and over again as they keep trying to get those the same drugs. That's very similar. That's saying, well, I'm going for this particular version of pleasure. It's the best thing I can do. There isn't anything else that I really want. So I'm going to become addicted. That's it.
Well, and with that addiction, there goes what I guess the intent, at least partially, of that American dream to achieve so much more than what the opium wars brought to China, which we discussed on your last appearance here. Could it be the karmic loop around for Great Britain and even the United States that our country is being flooded with these drugs? We've got a lot more to discuss with John Rappaport. We'll do so on the break at the bottom of the hour if you're watching on YouTube, and then we'll be back to talk about brain versus consciousness. Is artificial intelligence in our future?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We are going deep, my friends, and there are no lifeguards on duty. Not when John Rappaport is here. We don't hold back. And for those of you who are new to the show, there are so many hours and hours and hours. I would go into hundreds of hours of interviews going back years with John. And there are recent ones that if you haven't plugged in, go back to the archives. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll find them. And catch up, a lot of catching up to do. But we're going deep and talking about individual liberty as a basis for this country. I opened the show today talking about the American dream. Of course, what was it that the comedian George Carlin said at the end of his perspective? It's called the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it, how it's devolved. But of course, I think this has always been a spiritual journey, John. I know there's a lot of people that got caught up in politics, and I talk about healing on all levels, including political, but I think it goes so far deeper or higher, whatever you want to say, than those elite controllers want us to know.
Yeah, they would like to confine the whole discussion to politics, because then they can drive people from pillar to post, whipsaw them back and forth between these fake differences and oppositions and polarities and so forth. That's where they want everybody to live. But for the individual to become free and independent, which was really the whole purpose of the founding documents, now you're talking about a much deeper search by the individual himself to find the deepest possible meaning of his own freedom and liberty and what that implies. That's a whole different conversation and discussion. And I even remember, I think it was a bit late in the game of his life, Carlin was interviewed, and he said, look, even though I've spoken in the past, about the perverse motives of the people who started this republic and this country and so forth and so on, he said, if you look at the documents, there's some really good ideas in there. The problem is that people are not living their lives according to them. We're not living up to that. That's not the way things are being played out. So even he, somewhat reluctantly admitted that if you just look at the Constitution and the Declaration and the Bill of Rights, you see what the consequences are supposed to be. Why limit the government severely in those documents unless it's in the service of liberating the individual? If that weren't the objective, then what difference would it really make? And on the break, we were talking about a piece that I just saw today, a survey of millennials, where 43% said they would prefer to live under a socialist or communist rule. Mm. Well, this is another way of them saying, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to be accountable, responsible. I don't really want to be free. I just want to get everything for free. I want freebies so that I don't have to make an effort. I don't have to look inside myself and find out what's really going on below this phony surface of things.
Well, there's a lot to be said about millennials, and this, what you've just said, is much more important than their inability to spell things. inability to recognize that if somebody is going to pretend to take care of you, and it is a pretense, it's not a real scenario, it's not going to be on your terms. So you might perceive that you're better off, and there are many young people, and it's not exclusive to young people, but that have been duped into the belief some of these isms are better than freedom. There's a point where you may wake up and you find yourself in a state of slavery that you didn't perceive it was going to be. But if somebody's giving you stuff, it's always coming with strings, and those strings are pulling you in one direction or another, ultimately in a direction you might decide, hey, you know what? This doesn't feel so right anymore. And at that point, it's too late. Try to get out of that matrix. And a lot of your writings are about that. Freeing yourself from, put an adjective before the matrix and name it. But whatever however you describe what it is a limitation on your ability to move about, if we say in a political context, the American cabin. But in a broader context, as I said, in a spiritual context, for lack of another way to say it, the ability to create your wildest dreams while here on planet Earth.
Absolutely. No question about that. That's what it is really all about. People think that they want something for free. And they think to themselves, if I get that, then everything will be okay. And then they get that, whatever that thing is. Then they realize, no, I still feel unsatisfied, so there must be something else that I want for free.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure out what that is, and then they get that. And this goes on until they reach the point where they realize sooner or later, and if it's later, it's really going to be a bind. It's going to be there in the end of a dead-end alley at midnight.
Yeah,
I've got these things for free, and they don't add up to anything that really satisfies me or makes me happy at a deep level. It was all a con. It was all just leading me by the nose into signing on to an agenda that is enslaving.
But for those of you that have woken up to that, do you find, and John will ask you, those that are still entrapped in it, maybe they're a little disgruntled, but they're more apt to lash out at those who are waking up and trying to leave the matrix than to lash out at those that are trying to hold them in it.
I've certainly seen that, because those who are waking up remind them of what they could be and how they're shortchanging themselves. I don't know of any writer in the 20th century who was able to express this any better than Ayn Rand in The Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. The sense of jealousy, resentment, fury, hatred of anybody who's really free on the part of people who are enslaved and who don't want to break out, mm-hmm. who are trying to convince themselves that this is the only way, this is the only system. And then they see somebody who is actually free, and they experience this electric shock to their system, because their whole programming is based on this notion that the free individual is an illusion, doesn't really exist, and it's just been sold as something that is a counterfeit. And then they actually see somebody who is free, and that is extremely disturbing to them, and they want to stop it, and they want to pull that person down.
And that is, you know, right now in playing itself out in the political world for those who maybe see a little bit of that in terms of economic American dream, right? Donald Trump may be a representative of that thought form of, hey, I could work hard or I could be rich or something like that. For me, that is selling the dream of freedom much shorter than it should be or much, much less than it could be. You know, that's only a pale reflection of one aspect of freedom. Although I don't argue against economic freedom, I would argue against using the power and force of government to encroach and monopolize or even steal. That's a part of the altered American dream that some are, and I think Carlin was railing against in his comedy. But now freedom is racist. Right? In a political kind of say, those who want freedom are really, you don't want that because you're real, those people are really arguing for racism. Right? There's nothing I could see in what Trump is doing politically that is racist per se. The inherent, or the genetic belief in the inherent superiority of one race over another. I mean, if you really get to the definitions, but I believe definitions do matter, but in the context of muddying the waters and bringing a whole group of people emotionally into an ism that controls them, it's important to keep those definitions fluid. And in fact, to say freedom means racism, for instance.
It's a kind of revenge stage play, is the way I see it. The people who are claiming that freedom is racist, or that people who want freedom or say that they want freedom or who say they are free are racist, this is just when you strip away everything, it's a form of revenge. It's saying, we're going to get you because we don't like you and we don't want what you stand for. Instead, what we want is payback for all the suffering that we've gone through and the victimhood that we are, et cetera, et cetera. And until we get that and enough of it so that we feel satisfied, then we don't want any talk about freedom. It's a revenge scenario, basically. And it'll never work for the people who promote it, and they certainly aren't going to take over the government. I mean, that's a total pipe dream. Yes, a revolution of the masses, and we're going to take over everything and change it for the better. You know, that's never going to happen. Never has happened. Never has happened in any constructive way. When the mass revolt is about nothing but revenge.
Yeah, taking it again to that deeper place, that deeper level, and seeing the long, you know, the long view. In some cases, those that control us or attempt to control us do play the long view. They see generations down the line, and they plant seeds for that kind of aberrant growth that the people then clamor for because they're promised scraps of something that they perceive they can't get on their own. Again, this is a massive mind control operation. And if we're talking about freeing ourselves from it, you are going to be hit with derogatory terms like racist or enslavers or things like that, because they're the last ditch efforts of those who are trying desperately to bring you back into a collectivist mindset. Be part of the group. It's great. Why? Why do you have to, you know, ruffle the feathers or, you know, stir the water, the pot, whatever it is? We could just all get along. But the idea of getting along is one that only happens in liberty, not by forcefully compounding you into ghettos to live at a different kind of level, enslaved to an economic system that makes you a worker bee and nothing else.
I see it as the mind control program is basically all based on the idea of need and programming people to feel that their needs are bigger and bigger and expanding and they must be met. And that's the meaning of life, is meeting the needs. So what happens is people are stimulated to feel more needs all the time.
Yeah. Well, and if they're not fulfilled in this way, then that way. If not that way, then fentanyl. If not fentanyl, then the elephant tranquilizer and you're gone. Folks, be careful. We're going to go deeper, if it's even possible, with John Rappaport. Can you stick with me to the top of the hour?
Absolutely.
Very special extended edition with John Rappaport here, Sacred Fire of Liberty on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check him out at No More Fake News and the articles we also have here at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I'm just thinking about tomorrow. We're going to be at the Doctors Who Rock event in Orlando, and I'm getting some kind of award along with a bunch of other doctors. But you know, I was thinking if there's any. I don't want to say it this way. If there's any justice in the world, right? It's like, what is justice? Everybody getting what they deserve. If there was an award for someone who's as deserving as John Rappaport, I don't know anybody who is that deserving. I would be giving every one award I get 10 to John. Just saying. Folks, if you're listening, anybody that gives awards, this guy is a national treasure. And he's my friend, and I appreciate him and love him dearly, and I'm so glad anytime we get together on the air. So I was just thinking about that. It's like, when's the award show that's dedicated to John Rappaport? That's the one I want to be at.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Robert. But it's great to be here with you all the time. And the work is a reward. It's a cliche, but it's also true.
It is. I get that, and I know that. And I know we don't work for it. It's nice to get acknowledged. I acknowledge that. But the reality is there's much more value to just continuing the work itself. John, one of your recent articles on brain versus consciousness, we're hearing a lot about, oh man, the next evolution, the next step is humans are going to be connected to AI and it's going to be, there's not going to be people anymore. I mean, I don't even know where they're going with this. It just sounds so bizarre that anybody's taking this seriously.
Yeah, it does. It's sort of a fuzzy, blurry, mystical concept that lots of tech heads get behind because they have come to the fore in the age of the computer, and so they naturally want to assign some kind of deep spiritual meaning to it all, whereas what they're really doing is working with machines. So I've written this article 17 different ways over the years to try to show people once and for all that there's something completely backwards in the field of science when it comes to consciousness. And it's pretty simple when you break it down. The conventional physicist would tell you for sure that everything in the universe is made up of the same tiny, tiny, tiny particles that move inexorably according to the, quote, the laws of nature. Well, that would also apply to the brain. The brain is made up of those particles too. So, to say that the brain is really where consciousness comes from is a complete contradiction and absurdity if you accept what physics is saying, what science is saying, because there's nothing in these tiny particles that would give any sense that consciousness is there whatsoever. Mm. So consciousness must be coming from somewhere else. And the example that I use, and I adjusted a little bit for this, is the people that are listening to us now are aware, they know that they're listening to us. They can hear the words. They're conscious of that. They know that right now in this very moment. And to say that that knowing and that consciousness is something that comes out of the brain is completely ridiculous, because if you just keep on going deeper and deeper into the brain, all you find are these tiny unconscious particles. It makes no sense at all. And that is, to me, a giant gateway into exploring the whole idea that consciousness is not a material, physical phenomenon at all. It's way beyond that.
Well, it seriously upsets the materialistic reductionists and even atheists at that point.
It certainly completely contradicts any materialist view of existence. And the brain researchers who are intent on programming and reprogramming humans and so forth, whenever they're faced with this, they start to gibber like monkeys. They have nothing to say that makes any sense. They just keep on ducking and dodging and tap dancing to try to get their way out of the absurdity that they painted themselves into, but they can't. They have nothing to offer on that score, and deep down they know it.
So consciousness, the study of consciousness, is it the study of computers and artificial intelligence?
Right.
I mean, the deception is that, you know, these people are believing you can disconnect your head from your body, plug it into an IBM laptop, and somehow you're going to live forever. I don't know if they really believe it, but... The delusion runs deep, but so does consciousness whenever John Rappaport is on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And appreciate you, my friend. It's a lot of fun every time we get together. I hope people enjoy it. Hey, I don't even care if people enjoy it. I enjoy it. That's enough for me. Probably, you know what? Till the next time we have you on, we'll continue this conversation, John.
Me too. Thanks, Robert. It's great.
All right. So, folks, the power to heal and the power to enjoy John Rappaport is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.